esta semana?
Well, it was quite a tough match as an opening. You've been trailing in both sets, but then you fought through. How are you feeling out there?
Yeah, it was a tough match. I was nervous at the beginning of the match and before as well. But I have not to forget that she's a strong player. She plays very strong and she's fighting till the end. So I feel great now that I could win in two sets and to come back from 0-2 in both sets. I think I didn't play my best, but still I did a great job there. And you know, I'm looking forward for the next round because I'm sure that will be better than today.
You said you weren't happy with your forehand. What's the explanation there?
Yeah, I was a little bit like tight. My arm was very tight and I couldn't hit relax. I will practice today and tomorrow to make it stronger and maybe in the next round will be better and will be easier to finish the points with my forehand.
Ask you about playing Garbasova in the next round. What's your history with her?
I think I didn't play against her, so it will be a first match against her. It's not easy like today. I didn't know her how she's playing, and I heard that she's strong. She serves very strong, and maybe I have, you know, I have to be aggressive like my style, and just to stay close to the line and to open the court. I will make her run maybe, and you know, I just want to finish the point quicker than today.
How do you feel about coming up against the local favorite?
Yeah, it's not easy to play against a local player, but you know, sometimes you don't care that what is out of the court. So I have to focus to be focused very very good on court and to play every point.
You said you had some nerves today before starting the match. Do you think this has anything to do with like higher expectations this year that you put on yourself? Or?
No, I don't feel the pressure that like I have to win this title or I have to be in the semis. Or doesn't matter for me, but you know, it's the first Grand Slam of the year, so always the first round is it's tough. You feel your body very tight and you want just to win that match. I was thinking a lot, maybe too much yesterday about this match. I have more experience now and I'm really happy that I could win this first round because always it's the toughest, I think.
You had played Garbasova before, Simone. How do you prepare for those kind of games? Do you get some tape from today or do you talk to your coach or what do you do?
I just told that I want just to be aggressive and I know that she has a strong serve. I want just to open the court more and to be stronger with my forehand and to go forward to finish the point quickly.
Yeah, in your box today there was Marius Copil. Are you good friend with him?
Or? Yeah, we are both from Romania and same age almost. He's older, 1 year older than me. Yeah, we are friends and yeah, I saw him there.
You were recently voted Romanian Athlete of the Year, I believe,
yeah,
by the Olympic Association. What does that kind of thing mean to you? Because you're very fond of your...
Means a lot. In 2013 I was very close to win it, but I didn't. But you know, in 2013 I won the most improved player, WTA most improved player. So that means more, I think, than this one. So yeah, it's a good thing for me. It's you know, the best way that I worked a lot this last year, and every day I'm working hard. I think you know, it's like a big thing to be the best player in your country. So I hope to play good in Fed Cup as well, to win for Romania.
Who beat you last year?
Here?
Who beat you in the Romanian?
Brânză, Ana Maria Brânză. It's like scrima. It's
fencing?
I don't know.
Fencing.
Fencing, I think. Yeah. In Romania, it's
cool.
Yeah. No.
And can you talk a bit about Romania? Because obviously you surround yourself with a Romanian team, coach, agent. You spent a lot of time there. Just a bit about maybe what you miss about it when you travel, or what you like about it when you're there.
I can say that it's a small country, and always I was training in my country, close to my family and close to my home. I feel great there, and I cannot accept to leave from there, to go to practice in other places. I just feel good, and I love to be home, you know. I feel great home, and I saw that many people are coming to watch me, and at the TVs also they are watching, doesn't matter the hour when I play, so it's impressive, and I have just to stay cool. I don't want to take the pressure, because everyone expecting that I have to win all the matches, but it's not easy. It's a small country, and I'm really happy to play for it, and of course I will play all my career, I will play for Romania. For the Fed Cup.
So you didn't sort of say you had very big goals for the year. You said you just wanted to be top 10, play the top 10 as well. Do you find that works better for you than kind of saying, oh, I want to win a Grand Slam, I want to be number one?
You know, it's first year when I'm third, when I start the year on third. It's not easy to manage this situation, but still I feel like I feel relaxed. I have no pressure because I don't think that I have to think to win a Grand Slam this year. Maybe in one day, if I will win it, it will be great, great job for me. But you know, my goal is again to be in Singapore and to play every match like the best match, the best way which I play always. So I'm trying to work hard, and I'm trying to keep my my mind very focused on what I have to do.
We've got Romanian here, do we?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.